Welcome to some great ways to get out into the open this weekend and really connect with nature and your art. So I've been to Banbury to do some dry stone walling just on the outskirts and picked up some really fun things to learn about Banbury along the way. So did you know that Bird's Custard was made in Banbury? And the pioneer of x-rays, Richard Reynolds, was born there. And I found myself in a lovely inn, Reindeer Inn, where Oliver Cromwell used to stay and was used during the Civil War. Banbury cakes are made here, but I haven't had a chance to eat one just yet. And from a literary point of view, Jonathan Swift is known to have used the name Gulliver from a tombstone at the St Mary's Churchyard here. And for book fans, chapbooks, the cheap printed books printed using Banbury blocks, wood engraved blocks, started off here too. So what else is there to do in Banbury? Well, there's the famous rhyme, "Ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross to see a fine lady upon a white horse." And she's believed to have been Celia Fiennes, the owner of Broughton Castle. And the bells in the poem represent the bells of the castle that would have operated and created a sense of power in the area. So Banbury is just inside the Cotswolds, where a lot of the land is named after the Saxon occupation about 1,000 years ago. And doing some dry stone walling really helped connect with this, because a lot of farms use hedging to create the boundaries of land and to keep their livestock in. But before this, the original walls would have been effectively dry stone walls. But the more modern ones that we see today that I've been busy repairing were built in the 1800s. But it was still nice to really think that I was doing something that would have dated back to Neolithic long barrows. What I really liked about doing this was there was a moment of zen. You really felt connected with what you were doing, and you became a little bit intuitive to find the next stone to fit to really make a stable wall. But there's that always feeling of like, what if I don't? What if there isn't one? And I think this related a lot to how I see creativity and art. You know, you can have that moment where you think, well, where's the next step of this going? But it does turn up. And you know, when it was time to finish for the day, it really wasn't, because I had run out of stones. And also the act of choosing the colour, it was becoming something much bigger than that individual stone. So each small, tiny act created something a lot bigger. So if you fancy something like dry stone walling or getting involved in your local community, I know near the park where I live, they're starting creating nesting boxes for the animals. Spring's a great time to do that. Then Google conservation charity in your area and or conservation board, and something will pop up. And a lot of local parks are now opening for spring, so a brilliant time to just see the blossoms come out. And it could be a particular colour, really takes you down a road of exploration. And obviously, if you get really good at this conservation game, then you could become professional and do it for money. So that's an idea there, as well as just enjoy it and meet new people. So enjoy the colours that are springing up, excuse the pun, all around us. And whatever you're up to, look out for all those fresh sounds and sights and smells as it's all getting a little bit warmer. And I hope that it brings you lots of inspiration. Here's to your work.